morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. The next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how he's reaching out to the greater church community. Now here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How we doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
It's a trickle effect. Okay, for the rest of the listening audience, we've got a few guys nodding their heads, so I guess they're good too, which is good. It's all good. Gentlemen, as of late, we've been studying a lot about our call to become like Jesus, to look like Jesus, to act like Jesus, to speak like Jesus, so that in all things we become proper image bearers of that which God created us to be. Short word for that is called discipleship. And so part of our study on discipleship, today I want to look at a term I call covenant service. Covenant service. Okay, so our scripture text for today's reflection comes from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. So can I have someone read that?
Absolutely. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
Okay, thank you. Thank you. All right, covenant service. As you hear and as you look at and read for yourself, those few scriptures, what are you thinking? What's jumping through your mind?
Caring for creation.
Caring for creation? All right. Good.
Yeah, it says rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky. Makes me think kind of take care of rather than dominate or subdue, you know. To rule over is to look out for the well-being of.
Okay. Yeah, some scriptures will have, you know, have dominion over, which you're right. It doesn't mean that we should dominate. We can look throughout our planet Earth and say that there's been some domination taking place as opposed to an absence and lack of caretaking. But right. the idea of being a... in a covenant service is the invitation to be caretakers, to be entrusted with the responsibility of caring for creation. That should be part of our discipleship. What else?
Be proper priests and rulers. I think we should rule over the earth kindly, subdue any chaos, create peace.
You want to expound on some of that? Kind of
expound on in order to subdue chaos and create peace and be out of human service, we have to honor our identity and serve others as Jesus did. Jesus was essentially, he was the new Adam. He was what God had intended on creation to be prior to the fall of man in the garden. And
okay.
Jesus, he presented us what it looks like to be in perfect union with the Father.
Okay, yeah, you threw a lot out there. Verse 26, let us make humankind in our image. So you threw out things like priests and rulers. If you're going to have dominion over, if you're going to be a caretaker, that's the rulership. And we talk about, we see in Jesus being the supreme ruler, right, as king. kings kind of rule. Now, we didn't really see Jesus ruling in a sense of domination. He doesn't rule in the sense of tyranny or dictatorship, right? It's done in a spirit of compassion and solidarity that advances peace. Matthew calls him the Prince of Peace, so he becomes a pretty good reflection and image of what it means to be truly human. Then he talked about he's also kind of the priest, right? And in the book of Hebrews, they refer to him as the high priest in the tradition of Melchizedek. Right? So he's our high priest. He's also our king. He's priest. He's ruler. He's imaging what Genesis 1:26 says, let us make them in our image. So we're called as priests and rulers to image the Creator. This relationship that you're talking about, the gift of the Spirit, right? The union with the Creator. So we're creatures, God's Creator. Jesus offers us the gift of the Spirit, which is the sacred union between Creator and creation, the way it was intended to be. Paul then will speak of Jesus as being the new Adam. So in the beginning, we had this relationship. Adam, the first human, has this relationship with the Creator. There's this covenant. And we need to expound on this idea of covenant. It's been mentioned that sometimes when we think of covenant, we think of it as a promise. Sometimes we think of covenant as a contract. Those have hidden within them the context that, well, if you broke a promise, I don't need to keep my end on the end of the deal. We had a deal. Right? If it was legally written, we'd call it a contract. You promised me you'd pay me that $5 when you moved out of my room. you don't follow through on the promise. We don't see that with God. At its root, in the Hebrew and even in the Latin, covenant literally means a coming together. So the covenant that's established is between Creator and creation. There's a coming together, and kind of the force that unites them is what we call the Spirit. And so you talk about how the Spirit was hovering over the earth when there was chaos. And out of chaos, the Spirit, the union between Creator and creation, establishes peace. For the listening audience, they're nodding their heads, yes. Okay. They're in agreement. That's good. Well, so the responsibility of the creation toward the Creator is to image the Creator, and that responsibility is a service-oriented responsibility that honors the covenant. That would be our original call and responsibility. That would be our original discipleship. That the Creator would have been the rabbi. The Creator would have been the teacher. The creature, the human creature, was the student, was the disciple. Jesus epitomizes this. Thus Paul can call him new Adam. Is that kind of what you were alluding to?
Yes.
All those types of things? Yes, and so we have this. This is the way it was. And Paul is going to say, so when Jesus shows up, he shows us this is the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be this priest and ruler. You're supposed to be honoring the covenant. You're supposed to be serving the covenant. So even in here, when we have we form our team and we have a team leader, and we talk about leadership in here, it's not about dictatorship, it's not authoritarian, it's about you being the best servant you can be. Biblical leadership is about servanthood. Okay, well then something happens of which we're all familiar with, and we call that the fall. What happens at the fall? We can call it original sin, however you want to define it, but what really
transpires.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, finish my words for me. Yeah, transpires. What takes place, right, is a sense of an alienation. Right? We become alienated from our true identity. And gentlemen, when you come into Lenawee County Mission, I'll speak about it. Yeah, we have an addictions program. And if we want to use popular words like recovery, what we're really recovering is our true identity. We're overcoming through transformation our alienation, mm-hmm. so that we can become truly human. Yes.
What's the God's view? It's like verse 28. It says God blessed them before he told them to be fruitful and multiply. So even before before the fall, and ever since, we've always been blessed. And like, that's our true identity, is like blessed and beloved.
Exactly. God, you play it back far enough, right? If you want to get to know God, see yourself truthfully, you play that back far enough, you come to the realization that you are blessed, right? We are not blessed because of what we've done. They haven't done anything yet. They've just been creating. God says, that's good. They're blessed. So that's what we mean as part of our ontology, as part of what it means to be truly human. Right? And we had looked at some of the Beatitudes here a week or so ago. But out of this, what we call the fall, is this story, this declaration that something happened and we became alienated. Now, there's four areas in which we become alienated. First and foremost, we become alienated from God. Creation, the creature becomes separated from Creator. We become alienated from, secondly, self. Right? You're nodding your head over there, Mike. Is there something you want to add to that?
No, I've got that in my notes here. That we also were alienated from others, and that stems war and crime.
Yeah, before you get too far ahead of me, but this alienation from self is exactly what Russ is talking about. It's this loss of identity, right? It leads us to really an inward mourning, and yet we're yearning to recapture our identity. And then, as you say, rightly so, the third component that we're alienated is from others. And if we're alienated from God, we're alienated from self, we're going to become alienated from others. And so why do you think Jesus say, love God? In other words, reconnect yourself to God. You know, put aside your alienation from God. And in doing so, you can put aside your alienation from self and others so that you can love neighbor. Love God, love neighbor. It fulfills everything. It reestablishes the covenant. These type of things. Because if we're not really connected with others, with our neighbor, we just might steal from them. If we're not really loving the other and we're alienated from them, we might create wars with them. These type of things. And what have we reestablished? Chaos. And from the creation story, what is creation about? Establishing peace in the midst of the chaos. And so we have the Prince of Peace, Jesus, who comes and establishes peace in the midst of the chaos. Finally, then, we are also alienated from nature. And yes, we could look at, there are all kinds of calls upon our lives to be responsible to creation. An alienation from nature could lead to things of, hoarding a harvest, which leads to hunger. If we're not properly taking care of nature and we're not taking care of others, there are people who are going to go hungry. If we're not properly taking care of nature, including our own body, which is part of the alienation with self, what happens out of this is that surely you'll die. So things like sickness and health-related issues and even death occur because of our alienations. So gentlemen, part of our discipleship, part of what Jesus then images for us and calls us, beckons us, pleads with us, invites us to participate in is to reestablishing the covenant service. So much so that even one of the first acts, one of God's first redemptive acts in the book of Genesis, is clothing. And Lenawee County Mission is all about clothing the naked. Lenawee County Mission is really about restoring this sense of covenant service to all of its residents, to all those we feed through Fish and Loaves food pantry, to all those whom we serve Jesus among at Blessings and More Resale Store. Because it images the very beginning and fulfills Jesus' call upon us to be covenant servants. That's our form of discipleship. Well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.